As the Independent newspaper reports this morning, the night's winner was indisputably Jeremy Paxman. The Guardian said the same. Our reporter Tim Johns is here. You were looking at Mr. Paxman's performance, and what were you studying?
I was looking at, well, almost a statistical analysis of his style, if you will. I've maybe found the statistical reason why politicians don't line up desperate to be interviewed by Jeremy Paxman. So what I did is I sat down, I listened to the first 5 minutes that Paxman did with each leader. So here is what I found for David Cameron. So of that first 5 minutes, the first thing is that Jeremy Paxman himself actually spent 92 seconds speaking. So in the first 5 minutes, David Cameron actually only answered for 3.5 minutes of that. Then I counted the number of times that Jeremy Paxman asked a question or successfully interrupted with another question. I counted 17 instances of that just in the first 5 minutes. Then I counted the number of times he attempted to interrupt. So that's, you know, if he says, oh, but, you know, he's trying to get in.
Or snorting.
Yeah, snorting or making a noise or trying to get his question in.
Yeah.
Another 19 occasions of that. So in Cameron's 3.5 minutes of talking, there was a question, an interruption or an attempted interruption, which presumably is a distraction if you're trying to give your answer, every 5.7 seconds.
36 in total, I count. Now, is that a problem? Did that cause the leaders a problem?
Well, I looked at Miliband as well, and it's pretty much the same thing, really. Jeremy spent 80 seconds talking, 22 successful interruptions, another 9 attempts, so he had about every 7 seconds, so not the most mathematical thing. Does it cause a problem? Well, I mean, if you're watching it, it certainly... Well, some people disagree, but it makes it engaging, it brings the whole thing to life, it's exciting. Oh, look, here comes Paxo, the... politician slayer, did you say? But then again, if the purpose of this whole thing is to scrutinise policy, to put policies under the microscope ahead of the election, well, you could say it's more sort of pantomime than democracy, perhaps.